Good afternoon. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. Dozens of schools across Colorado were evacuated today after receiving anonymous threats. Threats appeared to have been sent to campuses all over the state. Schools in Estes Park, Colorado Springs, and Kiowa County were among those targeted. The Colorado Division of Homeland Security said it is monitoring the situation, but has found no credible threat or danger to the public. Colorado's March presidential primary ballot has been certified by the state, and it will include former President Donald Trump's name. Whether those primary votes are counted is up to the U.S. Supreme Court. CPR's Megan Verlee reports that justices may focus on what the writers of the 14th Amendment intended in the days after the Civil War.
And there are other questions the section leaves out, like, how do you know someone has committed insurrection? Do they need to be convicted of a crime? Or does Congress need to say this thing was an insurrection, which it has not done for January 6th? And then there's the question of who gets to decide this. Yeah. In Colorado, the courts have concluded that they have the power to apply this part of the 14th Amendment. Trump's side argues that it should be up to Congress.
The U.S. Supreme Court is scheduled to hear oral arguments on February 8th. Starting this month, a new state program will provide paid time off to most workers for things like health issues or the birth or adoption of a child. It's called FAMLI, or FAMLI, which stands for Family and Medical Leave Insurance. Jesse Bonds is an employment law attorney with Colorado-based Employers Council.
So you're eligible if you've earned at least $2,500 in the past year within Colorado. Generally, you can be granted up to 12 weeks of paid leave, though there are some situations where it can be extended up to 16 weeks of paid leave.
Qualifying paid time off can be taken continuously in chunks or in the form of a reduced work schedule. Voters approved Colorado's family program in 2020. I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News.